on behalf of the CARICOM Group and at the outset aligned with the statements delivered by the G77 and China and SIDS. We also congratulate you on your appointment as chair, as well as that of the vice chair cum rapporteur. We further thank Mr. Pedro Manuel Moreno, Deputy Secretary General, for his opening remarks, which contextualize the dialogue to take place during the week. The CARICOM Group welcomes the information provided on the draft UNCTAD program plan and performance for the year 2026 and notes the consistent reflection on the work undertaken in 2024 alongside the planned performance for 2025 in determining the future direction of the organization's work. While our member states will engage more directly through the various sessions, the group saw it fit to comment on the five sub-programs in keeping with collective priorities. On globalization, interdependence, and development, we support the efforts to equip developing countries with the necessary tools to advance sustainable, inclusive, and resilient development through a myriad of approaches. We further underscore the importance of North-South, South-South, and triangular cooperation as a major vehicle for establishing the right conditions under which to achieve sustainability. We therefore recall the UNCTAD-SIDS strategy as a key deliverable in 2024, and equally look forward to the continued efforts for its implementation to harness the comparative advantages of Caribbean SIDS and to mitigate against the barriers that impede progress towards development. These include addressing the underlying structural challenges, such as the ability to respond to the effects of worsening natural disasters attributed to the climate crisis. On investment and enterprise, it is crucial that we improve upon our productive capacities to achieve the economic diversification required to augment our trade activity and fast-track the attainment of development objectives. We are cognizant of the ongoing discussions on financing for development and the targeted conferences and meetings within and outside of UNCTAD that will further deliberate on suitable approaches to the plight of many developing countries. That is, how to mobilize fiscal resources to achieve sustainable development in the face of debt burdens and other financial constraints. We look forward to benefiting from UNCTAD's technical assistance, research and policy analysis, which will inform our policymakers on the most viable ways in which the existing gaps in achieving the SDGs can be narrowed while boosting economic growth. In relation to international trade and commodities, it is a well-known fact that many countries are still commodity dependent. To break away from this dependence, we welcome continued work to improve the competition and consumer protection laws and policies of developing countries, which in turn better position our economies to advance regional cooperation. Of importance, we thank UNCTAD for its continued commitment to supporting developing countries by providing the necessary tools and data to make well-informed policy decisions, which are paramount in the attainment of our trade and development objectives. Technology and logistics are of great importance to the Caribbean. Considering the emerging digital economy and the rapid growth of electronic commerce, equipping our human resources with the capacity to engage with new and emerging technologies remains a prerequisite for enabling a more inclusive and sustainable transition. We stress that no country must be left behind during the digital transition and welcome the continued support of UNCTAD, including through cost-effective e-trade readiness assessments and the Technology and Innovation Report, to assist developing countries in catching up on the progress made. For many CARICOM countries, enhancing the capacity of our people through education, with a focus on science, technology, engineering, and mathematics, is vital to our integration into the digital economy. We therefore call for the scope and nature of the work undertaken in this area in 2024 to be expanded across the spectrum of developing countries. With respect to Africa, least developed countries, and special programs, we underscore that while developing countries face common challenges, there will always be a need to investigate and address the unique circumstances of the various subcategories under this grouping. We therefore commend the work in 2024 to improve the ability of LDCs to harness intellectual property rights and look forward to the continuation of existing programs, as well as the introduction of tailored approaches to further build capacity. In the Caribbean context, we have significant interest in the proposed program to enhance the capacity of Caribbean SIDS to formulate evidence-based policies in building our productive capacities. This program, aligned with the Bridgetown Covenant and the Antigua and Barbuda Agenda for SIDS, ABAS, enable Caribbean countries to adapt to developments in the global economy with the relevant expertise to advance efforts to overcome our unique vulnerabilities and to achieve economic transformation. In closing, the CARICOM Group reiterates its commitment to engaging constructively in the discussions this week to ensure that the future direction of UNCTAD's work continues to effectively respond to and address the needs and priorities of all countries. I thank you, Mr. President.